First of all, I want to greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one that is and the one that is to come, the one who woke us up and started us on our journey. I like the way that the Amplified Bible puts it, no matter what the circumstances you see in front of you, God is still on the throne and he's still in charge and he still directs our path. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so as we prepare our hearts, no matter if we're in the heat or we're in the cold, in the dark, in the hospital bed, or if we have things on our mind, we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is with us. He said he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And so we stand before his throne this morning on this Sabbath day, giving him all praise and honor. And we'll now have our morning prayer from Deaconess Freeman.
Good morning. Greetings in Christ, everyone, this morning. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you once more for allowing us to gather together in your holy name. You said, Father, that when two or more are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. Father, thank you for your presence this morning. We give you all the power and all the glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love and for your faithfulness, for being our Lord and our Savior. Mm-hmm. Loving us so much that you sent your only precious son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your truth, Father. God, we give you the praise and honor for mending us when we are broken and fearful. Thank you for giving us the courage to move boldly on when things seem impossible. Praise you, Lord Jesus, above all names, for you have called each of us out of darkness into your wonderful light. In your hands and in your heart we reside. Father, we thank you for your abundant mercy and for your love. This morning, we pray that you continue, Father, to inspire in us the desire to live in a spirit of love, a love that produces joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for your divine inspiration to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us, to guide our steps to live a righteous life, to show others the same kindness and love that you have shown us. Receive your grace, even though we fall short of your glory. Show us your goodness. Be thankful for your compassion to help us live in gratitude and thanksgiving for all that you have given us. Out of this morning, we pray for Bishop Cuff. We thank you for his spiritual growth and maturity as he fulfills your destiny for us. All this was carved out before time began.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for anointing him with the heavenly wisdom, of peace, of love, consideration, submission, mercy, fruitfulness, and sincerity. Thank you for blessing him with the knowledge of your word, Father. We ask that you bless his wife for her faithfulness and compassionate heart.
Bless her, Lord.
Always being right by Bishop Cuff's side as he teaches your truth. Father, we pray for the Word of God Church and the Julius C. Freeman Outreach Ministry. We ask that you bless each member and give them your unsurpassed peace. Help us to receive your word this morning, Father, with open hearts, that we may receive the crown of eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, we ask that you spread your protection over the men and women in the military in all parts of the globe. Be with them in every battle and in every action as they go about their duties, Father. Inspire them with courage and with resounding purpose. Father, watch over them as they defend against the evil powers they encounter. And we ask that you strike fear into every heart of every foe they have.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we pray for our nation this morning and its political system. Lord, the country is in great need of good leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We begin a historic journey, Father, and we pray that all Americans' voters turn to you for wise counsel, calm thinking, and unselfish aims during this upcoming presidential campaign.
Yes, Lord.
Pray this morning for a spirit of unity, of charity, humility, and love that has been unseen in this nation's history. Your word shows that you will care about the health of nations. The Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray to seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins and heal their land. Ephesians 4:1-2, live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. be patient, bearing with one another in love. In Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And always, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
We pray that you open our minds to your wisdom as we vote in the upcoming elections. Lord Jesus of the universe, give us our home in you, that our citizenship in your kingdom rules our lives.
Well,
fill us with your peace. Jesus Christ's holy name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Deaconess Freeman, for your words. They always are meaningful and timeful and godly. And so we thank you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I love you, too, God. God, we... Our text this morning again comes out of John chapter 18, verse 37 and 38. Why truth is so hard is the subject, if you've taken notes. And for those who might have joined us who are not members of Word of God Church, we do greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We welcome you with love and with kindness in our hearts for you. And you consider yourself at home with this flock. So we ask that you just abide with us as we abide with the Christ as we start this morning's journey in the church. Amen. I'm not hearing any amen.
Amen.
I hear Boobie. I hear one amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning I want to assert to you that nothing is more important than the truth and seeking of truth. And one of the problems we face today is that people seek truth in the wrong place. Amen?
Amen.
Church, we are going to be searching for truth. We should not be seeking it in philosophies of men, but rather in the fullness of the truth found in Christ with God's revelations as the final arbiter of our existence. There must be a continuous searching for more truth. And so this morning, as we deal with this matter of truth, in fact, over the next several weeks, I really and prayerfully and ask God to guide you to understanding about this matter of truth. In our text this morning, it's only a few lines, but there are lines that deal directly with this. John chapter 18, verse 37 and 38 says, "You are a king." Then said Pilate, Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am the king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. With this he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for charge against him." And so this morning, as we take a closer look at what Jesus said to Pilate, and he's also saying to us, "You are right in saying I am the king. In fact, for this reason I was born. For this I came to the world, to testify to the truth." And everyone who's on the side of truth listens to me. And so this morning, as the subject is why is truth so hard, I hope to make the case for you that truth is hard because there are obstacles that stand in the place of truth. And it is man's natural nature to follow everything but the truth. Can I get a witness? You see, truth is not easy. I need some amen corner this morning. I'm hearing very little. I know it's hot and it's early. But when you hear the truth, you must say what?
Amen.
Amen. And so I need those who have that spirit, and you only get it from the Holy Spirit. When you hear the truth, say amen. Now, truth is a matter that seems to evade us today. In fact, the Bible tells us in the last days that people will love a lie or accept a lie over the truth. And so we who are the faith must pay close attention to what truth is and make sure that it is our guiding light, because Jesus came to provide us with truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we who hear this truth are on his side. We're on our way to the kingdom, but there are many who do not accept the truth. It is so subtle that it is almost unbelievable how man has drifted away from the truth. Let me give you a quick example. And when you really get into this, you can have case after case, example after example. Now, most of you know, and if you don't know, that our air conditioning went out last Wednesday or Thursday. They came and said they had to come back with a part, and on Friday they came back with the part. The part blew out again, and the fellow that came said that he's going to have another technician with him, because they got to run tracers to find out where the power failed, where it was at, and that they were sure that they'd be here on Monday at 10 o'clock and that they would be able to get the power back on. Now, let me tell you how it works in my spirit and in my mind. Number one, I don't care if the air's on or not, because I don't trust air. I trust that Jesus said that he will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. And that's the truth.
Amen.
And all this other nonsense about air and getting in the cool and all this stuff, that has nothing to do with truth. That is man's philosophy. That's man's understanding about what it takes to have comfort. I come by to tell you that there is no comfort, no peace, no joy, no happiness in nothing but Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus teaches in his word that we are to fret not, but that we are to lean and depend on him, and he will make your pathway straight. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But you see, man's intention is that he is the ruler. He is the king. He has all the answers. I come by to tell you he has no answers. The only answers is truth. If you don't seek after truth, you seek after folly. And folly will lead you down a path that you can't get off.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is what Jesus came to bring. He didn't come to bring jokes and man's thoughts, because man's thoughts are limited. God's thoughts are eternal. They're absolute. And man has a tendency not to accept anything that's absolute. There's always got to be a little gray area so that he or she can put their two cents in it. Listen at me closely. If you learn truth, you trust no one but the truth. And the truth is Jesus the Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
What we do is we have a tendency to follow after our own thoughts and our own ways, and our own desires, our own wants, and we're heading for destruction. As I mentioned to some of y'all, I had to go out this morning to get this dehumidifier. And I'm going to tell you how, when you trust the Lord and when you ask him to lean and to direct your path, he never sends you down the wrong pathway.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the hardware store, and I asked, where are the fans? Because in my mind, the first thing I needed was some more fans. We got ceiling fans all over this house, but they just don't seem like they're working. And so I was going to buy a fan so I can sit in here and where I'm at now and have air blowing on me. And so I asked this one gentleman, and he said, the fans are over here. And I explained to him what had happened. He said, well, and I'd already loaded up two fans, a floor fan and a tabletop fan or a upright fan. And I was describing to him what the problem was, that they'll be there tomorrow, and we got ceiling fans. And he said, well, sir, you don't need a fan. You need a dehumidifier. You need something to take the humidity out of your house. Now, listen to me closely. Something as simple as that, I was trusting the Lord for, and he sent this man, an angel, a messenger. And then I went over back in my own mind to what I thought was dehumidifiers, and they were humidifiers. And I was looking, getting ready to put the biggest humidifier, which would have brought more moisture in the house. And the Lord told me to ask the guy to come over, and he said, sir, you're in the wrong section. You need a dehumidifier. And then we get to the dehumidifier. Then I understand the concept that dehumidifiers take humidity out of the air. Okay. Now, you might say that was a long way around to come to a point. When you lean to your own understanding, when you think you know everything, you find out you know very little. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The secret is to only know truth. And truth will protect you, it will guide you, and it will direct your path. The bottom line is that this humidifier will do just what an air conditioner does. Unbeknown to me, it takes moisture out of the air. And then it cools the air when it brings it back through again. Now, I don't mean to get into the technical parts of air conditioning and all of that, but the point remains is that when you trust the Lord, when you pray and ask him to guide your path, when you ask him for peace in storms, I don't care what the storm is, he's there. I am amazed how little man asks God. He runs his mouth, comes up with his own concepts, and then he executes. And then when he fails, then he wants to know where he went wrong. You always go wrong when you don't have truth in front of you. Can I get a witness?
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Truth is the key. The key is not our thoughts. He says our thoughts are foolishness. Truth is the answer. Truth is what one must seek after. Truth is what Jesus came to bring. And truth is what is lacking and missing in our world today. In fact, church, most people consider truth to be unreasonable. We don't want to hear the truth. The truth is depressing to a lot of us. Truth is sometimes seems to be evil. And truth is not to our advantage as mere mortals.
Amen.
You see, we don't want the truth. We want to create what we want, which is total, unadulterated confusion. And then we can live with that because one can be judge over the other about that. I preached to you last Sunday about judging people. You have to work on changing that by gaining truth. Because it is within our minds to always put our brother or sister down to make us seem like we're important. Listen at me. When you get the truth, you know that people who judge are lost and need your prayers.
Amen.
You see, when you stop judging and look at yourself, you will find you will be blessed, and then you can be a blessing.
Amen.
Truth is not something you can get around, church. We must know the truth, and the truth will do what? It will set you free.
Amen.
I think about the people in the Richmond and in the west of this country today that have heat and humidity and no sign, hope of it going away. I think about people in Bangladesh other parts of Africa and in the Far East and the Middle East that are sleeping out under the stars at night. Listen to me. The Bible says no matter what your condition, if you have truth, you are at peace.
Amen.
Amen.
And what has happened in this culture is that we're not having peace until we have it our way. I stopped by to tell you that that is not what truth is. Truth is when Christ has his way. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so we have this problem that we face this morning, and prayerfully God will help us understand it better. And that problem is that our faith is based upon human reasoning. You see, truth gives you absolute knowledge. But we focus on faith in relationship to our reasoning. I hope you get that, because that's one of the key principles here, is that we as humans have a tendency to come up with our own interpretation of things. And I submit to you that that is the rule and the control of the devil. It is Satan's job to give us deceptive and deceitful and false directions that cause us to follow a pattern that has no spiritual, godly direction. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, we think that we have it right, and when we think that we have it right, if it's not truth, then it is absolutely wrong. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. And faith cometh from hearing, and hearing cometh from the word. We're not asked to have faith. We are commanded to have it.
Amen.
And so to have faith, you must have truth.
Amen.
Now, the question that you must ask yourself in part this morning, do you want to have faith that is based upon truth? And you must talk to the Father in that regard. We are commanded by God to live by faith. Amen?
Amen.
He says that this faith, we get it from the Word of God. The just shall live by that faith. Now, that's on the one hand. But there is another side, that man comes up with his interpretation of faith, and he uses it to fit his needs. Y'all might say amen.
Amen.
I don't have any lights on in here, so I can't ask the lights to help me. Man wants truth to be what he wants it to be. Listen closely. You and I, who are the faith, who believe, we cannot follow this concept of truth. Let me try to help you with it. Have you ever went along and thought something and said something and believed in something for years and years, and then one day you wake up and find out that was not truth?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I've had it on many occasions.
Amen.
Things that I thought were important and that were meaningful become unmeaningful as I learn the truth. Now, y'all come on, walk with me.
Yeah.
You see, we have this wrong perception of truth. And let me help you further understand this. You see, we get married to husbands and wives, and we think that that's the truth. And we have children and jobs and education and money and things and intelligence and et cetera, et cetera. The reality is that none of that is truth. But we put our trust in those. We trust our husband and trust our wives and trust our children and trust our jobs and trust our education and trust our things and trust our intelligence until they leave. And then you start understanding that that was not the truth. The truth is what God put out through his son Jesus. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And if you trust the truth, you will never be let down. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
No matter what the hardship or the times, and if children turn against you, if spouses turn against husbands and husbands against spouse. In fact, church, the word of God said that Jesus came to bring a sword. He will separate husband from wife, mother from daughter, father from son. Listen at me. When you find the truth, you start separating yourself from what is not truth. Y'all might as well say amen. And even if you haven't come to that realization, trust the word. Jesus came to make a division. He didn't come to draw closer. He came to draw out those who were his, those who know the truth, and that truth will set them free.
Amen.
Most men and women, boys and girls, have a tendency to lean on what is not truth. And that's a choice that each one of us have to make, church. If you want to follow faith, absolutely follow truth. Or if you want to mix it up and mix and match. Freeman in her prayer reference 2 Chronicles 7:14. It is not change. If his people who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray and seek, paraphrase, the truth, then they will hear from heaven and he'll heal the land.
Amen.
I submit to you that this land is in the trouble that it's in because it is not seeking truth. It talks a good game. God bless you. God bless America. And ain't read a Bible lately. Ain't said a prayer lately. Ain't asked for forgiveness lately. Just doing their thing. And they want to know why thunderstorms and tornadoes and even hurricanes are on the horizon and smoke going from one end of this country to the other. And dare a preacher to utter it. Truth will set you free, I tell you. Truth does not allow for the games that man play. Jesus warned us that there are many false prophets that will come, and they will even deceive the elect if it was not for the truth.
Amen.
Churches are filled to brims with preachers who feed their itching ears, and yet most people cannot distinguish the difference between truth and what they see. Y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
We walk not by sight, but by faith. Faith is developed from truth, and truth cometh from the word. But man likes to walk on what he can see. If he sees a church that's got 40,000 people in it 3 times a day, that must be the truth. I stop by to tell you that my Lord says that only a few. He says, not to many, for they will follow the ways of Baal. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You are the king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you are right in saying I am the king. In fact, for this reason I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Did you get that, church? Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. What is truth? Pilate asked. And then he knew he was looking at the truth and went back to the Jews and told them that I find no basis for charge against him. I could take up time, but I won't for the sake of the condition to kind of give you a clear picture about this matter that Pilate was dealing with. For we too face the same problem. You see, Pilate was an educated man. I made an assumption of that. He was one who was an authority. He had power. He had knowledge and possessions. He had all the things that we seem to think that are important today. And so he had some sense of intellect and some knowledge. And so he was one who judged people. And so he was questioning Jesus so he can come up with a solution or a judgment against him. But what he did not know that he was talking to God incarnated in the flesh. And as he talked, he heard clearly from heaven. And he knew that this man was not just an ordinary man. Hallelujah. That the person that he was listening to was without a shadow of a doubt the truth. And so he would not tangle with the truth. Even Pilate had enough sense back over 2,000 years ago to discern and distinguish the truth and then to leave it alone. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Yet today we still flounder and fool around and fumble the ball because we have grown weaker instead of stronger with the truth.
Amen.
We've grown from generation to generation, and the truth gets lesser and lesser as a part of our reality. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And this morning I find it extremely humbling to deal with this matter of truth. For church, we're being deceived as we move away from the truth. My heart was saddened as I drove this morning And now I'm starting to notice there are less cars on the street. There's nobody at Hardee's or McDonald's or Burger King or even Walmart slowing down. And people are not riding with their air conditionings on when they normally would. Listen at me. That's the results of not having the truth. The Bible's clear about that. Go back to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and read blessings and cursings. It has not changed, church. He blesses those who are obedient to him and who live their lives according to his will. And he curses those who are disobedient. And that's the truth. And yet today, man doesn't want to hear nothing about curses. He don't want to hear nothing about wrath. All he wants is Jesus to be a nice little baby in the manger. If you learn the truth, it will set you free.
Amen.
You know, when I was young, the Bible makes reference to, but then now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous seed begging bread. I stop by to tell you it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you trust the Lord, if you're obedient to the Lord, if you lean and depend on the truth, he will never let you or your seed be begging bread.
Amen.
He'll watch over you, I tell you. And what you seem to think is bad, he'll make it good. Oh, I wish I could make this plain to you this morning. I wish you could see me sitting up here sweating at perfect peace. For my mission is to provide God's word, he said, in season and out of season. He said, no matter if the sun is up or the sun is down, my word will not go out void, I tell you. His word is truth, and truth will stand over anything that man can throw at you. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You just have to trust the word. You must have the truth in your heart, church. You must always keep him on your mind, and you must respond to the truth. One of the problems we face is that we might hear the truth, but we won't respond to it. You know, I drift back to last Sunday. You know, one of the problems that man faces is that he's so busy judging others, and he got all the sense and all the answers. Can anybody else bear witness to that besides me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't trust the Lord. They trust themselves. And they don't trust others who trust the Lord. They think we stupid. Y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
He said, I send you out as sheep for the slaughter. And I find it fascinating how people will just insult your intelligence. And yet I and you must always be humble and meek and lowly in the presence of those types. For they have not learned the secret. And that is truth. If your brother ought to get you, you must go to him with the truth. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Not be hypocritical and sit in judgment on him. That is a clear sign of lack of the truth when you're sitting in judgment on someone. Truth frees you of that. Listen at me. Truth will set you free from that. And then you can focus on yourself. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You know, it's like me. I know my shortcomings better than anybody on this earth other than Jesus. The question is, do you know your shortcomings? And if you do, then you really know that you and I do not have time to be meddling in somebody else's affairs. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We have enough to deal with the things that we know that we need to get straight. Truth. Truth is the key. The Jews would not accept the truth. Truth is what is being kept from us today. God bless former President Carter. He went in a foreign country and spoke the truth, and they all went off on him. He said that Israel has 106 nuclear weapons. I don't understand why the Arab nations who are surrounded by them can't have them. Now, you know, most of us knew that was true. We didn't know how many. And that's the condition that we're in today. We accept the lie rather than tell the truth. Now, y'all come on with me now. We don't want to know the truth. We want our lie to stand. We want the lie to be what we want it to be and not the truth. You see, the Bible is clear about this issue about truth. If you tell the truth, you're set free.
Amen.
We call it little white lies or little black lies. A lie is a lie.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can sugarcoat it or make it whatever you way you want to be. The truth says a lie is a lie. And so what do? We tell little white lies. And then when we get real bad, we tell little black lies. Give me a break. Jesus doesn't look at the color of the lie. He looks at the sin of lying. And so that's what we do today. You need to really listen closely at this. You go to the store and you buy something. And you know it's a lie. But you buy it anyway. Let me help you with that. You know that sodas are no good for you. Now, come on, somebody.
Amen.
But we go drink them because we want to say that it makes us, it quenches our thirst. What quenches our thirst on this earth?
The truth.
The truth. And what is the truth about something you drink? What has the best quench of anything you can drink? Water. Hello, water.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing clenches thirst better than cold water. Now, some might say right behind that is cold iced tea. But I can assure you that most of us don't drink what we know to be nourishing for us. We drink what we want to drink. And that's the level of this lie that is being perpetuated day in and day out on us. Listen again at the situation where we had people 5, 6, 7, and 8 years ago brought homes knowing that they didn't have 20% to put down on a home. And in fact, church, 20% ain't gonna get it today because homes depreciated by 20% in the Richmond area in 1 year. And so what did we do? We accepted the lie that it's creative financing. And now look what we got. 1 million foreclosures in process right at this moment. And no one knows how many will lose their homes between now and the end of the year. I'm going to turn these lights on because I need some amens.
Amen.
The reality is that we've accepted lies over the truth. We accepted the fact that we don't have to save any money. We can have 2 cents in a savings account as long as we can maximize credit cards. And it's coming back to haunt us. It's coming back to haunt us because we would not accept the truth. And the truth is that you stay out of debt. You know, I think about our brothers and sisters who are on in these communities called the Amish. They don't have no credit cards. They don't have no air conditioning units. They don't eat no junk. Every apple they pick off the tree has got every bit of nourishment it had on the tree. They don't have soil that is 78% has no nutrients in it. You know, it is clear to me, and I pray God will make it clear to you. We're in the boat we're in because we're ungodly.
Amen.
You go in a grocery store and you say, I'm going to eat fruit. And you buy fruit that comes from somewhere thousands of miles from here, no nourishment in it, and then it has on the surface all kinds of chemicals. So now you got to wash apples off with bleach and soap. You still got no guarantee that you get all the pesticides off of it. Can I get a witness? That's the results of not having truth. And truth marches on. Can I get a witness? You see, the search for truth never ends, church. We, you and I, must continuously seek the truth. The deception is that Lucifer wants us to accept lies. And lies is what takes us down. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Lies will call us not to do the right thing. Let me just elaborate on this, and I'm not going to go too much further, but let me kind of give you a clear picture of what we're up against. You see, it started back with Adam and Eve. They were deceived by Lucifer.
Amen.
And just as they were deceived, we are deceived. Y'all got that? It's still going on and on. Let me help you a little bit with that. You would admit that it's the job of Satan to deceive us.
Amen.
And so listen at this. To give you some idea just how far he's taken us. Christmas, a deception. Easter, a deception. Halloween, a deception. Let me just stop on those three. And you'll go through the newspaper, and most reasonable newspapers every year will identify those first three I rattle off to you that they're not true. And we'll read it, and then we'll keep going on to the mall. Pray God we'll be able to do that this year. Go on to the mall and get our Christmas presents and get the Halloween candy for the children. Lent, Good Friday, Holy Sunday, Ascension Day. People love the lies. People will fight you over these lies. None of what I've told you is the truth. And yet we all partake in these lies because we're being deceived by Lucifer. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I'm making this as simple as I can, is that you and I must seek the truth. And the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Today is a Sabbath day. That's the truth. It's a day that God made holy. This day is just as holy as when Moses saw that burning bush and God told him to take off his sandals, for the ground that you're standing on is holy. This is a holy day. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And yet we have diminished it down to just a Sunday. When I grew up as a child, there was things called a blue law. You couldn't buy nothing until after 12 noon. Does anyone recall that?
Amen.
Now look what's happened. The stores are open at 12 midnight, all night.
Amen.
And people rush to the stores all day today. And they go anywhere they feel like going. Even to clubs are open on the Sabbath day. Oh, y'all not hearing me.
Amen.
That's the deception of the devil. He's taken the truth and made it into a lie, and the lie, it seems to be ruling supreme, but I stop by to tell you that God sits high and he looks low and nothing gets past him and nothing will remain. We who believe and trust the word, we have the victory. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And this lie even comes inside what we call religious settings. Religion is one of the biggest lies perpetuated against mankind. Religions, Methodists and Episcopalians and Catholics and Anglicans and Baptists. There is but one church. Its high priest is Jesus. There is no denominations in the Church of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You know, I'm going to run that back around again. I heard one hearty amen. If you believe that there are divisions in the church, don't say a word. But if you believe there is none, say amen.
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 It's hard. Believe. We accept the lie even in the church. We accept preachers who dress up on Saturday night in women's drag and then come to preach on Sunday morning. We accept preachers who molest children and the hierarchy pays off their sinful crime and they continue. Oh, man, if you get this, you're getting it. Listen closely at me. There is no homosexual preachers. There is no homosexual Christians. There is no adulterous preachers. There is no fornicating believers. And yet in the church, we've come to accept this lie that it's okay to have these things inside a house of prayer. I tell you, the truth will set you free. The lie will send you straight to hell. We say things like it's okay to have safe sex and use condoms. The Bible says it's ungodly, it's a sin, and you will pay for it. Amen. Lights off. I'm not speaking my words, I'm speaking the truth. And today we find very little resemblance of the truth in our churches. We find people that will come in and cause you to get emotional and jump across aisles and entertain you like we've seen with these buffoons on TV the last couple of weeks. People need to be taught the truth. And if they're taught the truth, they will change their lives. They will focus on serving God and none other. And they will have freedom and peace and joy and happiness. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So you and I, who are his true believers, you see, that's another problem. If you can't say you're his true believers, you're not. For what you speak is what's in your heart. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
This problem, by the way, is systemic. It's across the spectrum of the earth. We have this problem in England, and we have it in Sweden, and we have it in Denmark. We have it in the Russian culture, in the Chinese culture. Everybody's marching to the lie and letting the truth pass by. How do I know I'm right? For the Word says so. The Word says so. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 8 and 10 says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophies and empty deceitful according to the traditions of man, according to the basic principles of this world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Colossians chapter 4, verse 8 says, but then, indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which nature are not God. Church, you and I are no longer serving the things of the flesh. Can I get a witness? And we must tell the truth, and the truth will not only set us free, but it will set the world free. I come by to tell you the devil's a liar, and the truth is not in him. Colossians 4:9, but now after you have known God, or rather you are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? If you don't watch it and keep your focus on Christ and the truth, you'll drift back into your darkness and remain there. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
That's why it's so important that we assemble ourselves together, that we can help one another along this journey. It is real easy and real quick to go back to where we came from. Did you notice in Colossians 2:8, it says, according to the traditions of men, according to the principles of this world, you and I cannot continue to follow the principles of this world and consider it the truth. I don't know what else to say about this. I talked to some folks yesterday, and the answer I got when I posed this question to them, and by the way, I encourage you to test this out. You can be in the presence or in the midst of conversations that are not about the truth, but about the untruths, about the things in this world. And this breeze up in the middle of the conversation and ask the question, what do you think about what Jesus said about such and such? And you will be amazed. One, you will be able to test spirits. Anybody still with me?
Amen.
You'll be able to test spirits real easy. If the people you interject the light to are full of light, they will readily discuss and agree with the light. If they're not in the light, they got some foul, off-the-cuff answer for you. Try it. Like the word says, test it and see if it ain't so. So as I bring this to a close, I want you to understand that you and I have a choice. You can allow the television and allow the newspapers, because we ain't reading no books, so it's not books. These things that taken us down. I mentioned to the folks I talked to yesterday that children, it should be mandatory that they read 5 books a month or more. But see, the lie is they don't have to read books. They can sit up there and play with iPods and all these other little gadgets and listen at all kind of music that we don't even know what they're listening at. See, the truth is, if you don't watch what's filling your children's mind, the Bible says that what you put in your mind will be in your heart. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so we turn our children loose, go out and buy these expensive iPods and let them go jump on a computer, and we don't know what they listen at. You see, we're going on that this notion that it's okay because it's little children. I stop by to tell you that the truth says the devil does not have any shame. He don't care if he takes you down or your children down. And if you don't watch it, he'll start with your children, take them down, and then take you down with them. Oh, somebody should be able to say amen. I heard one or two souls say amen.
Amen.
I encourage y'all to go back, by the way, on Sundays or Mondays or Tuesdays and listen at the service. I go back and hear everyone again. Know why? Because as often as you might not think this, I'm not preaching my words. I'm preaching his words, and I need to go back and hear his words too. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So I go back over every sermon, and one thing I noticed last Sunday, I didn't hear too many amens. Go back and listen at them. Amens represents the truth. Amen represents that you acknowledge the truth. Amen represents that you stand on the truth. Do you know if people hear you say amen, they'll come seeking? Amen.
Amen.
Finally, you and I must understand this concept of the Antichrist is to deceive us and make things that are not so be so. And the reason why that is so prevalent is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 7. And I encourage you to write it down. Listen at why it's so hard to accept the truth. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Did you get that? The carnal mind is the enemy of God. And so that's why we accept philosophies and the cultures of men over the truth. We will accept anything but the truth because our carnal minds is enmity against God. So I leave you with these points as a conclusion. What is truth? Simply put, truth is what is real. God is real and reveals what is real. God is truth. And what he says is truth. Amen?
Amen.
You can call yourself what you may, but you cannot be a Christian unless, number one, you hold to the corresponding view of truth. Number two, a believer in moral absolute of right and wrong. We cannot live halfway in the kingdom and halfway out.
Amen.
We must absolutely live for Christ. And that's why it's hard to be a believer. It's hard to be a Christian. It's hard to be a believer. I said earlier that some resent the truth because the truth will expose us for who and what we are. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And you and I who are believers must accept Jesus and his word as the ultimate source of truth, especially in regards to our moral and our salvation. Don't put your salvation in none other than Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Don't put your salvation in preachers who tell you you can be anything you want to be. I listened as the concession speech yesterday, and half of the people that the sister named that was in her coalition were ungodly.
Hmm.
Go back and listen at it today. My Bible says that homosexuals are ungodly. And don't take my word, listen at it, and then go check the truth. But see, politicians aren't dealing with the truth. They're dealing with this truth. And this truth will not stand. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So I leave you again with John chapter 8. Verse 31 and 30-36. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" And Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Let us pray. Father God, we do thank you for your truth. We thank you for your word and for your son. We thank you for your peace. We thank you that you've given us a way that seems wrong to men, but is right to those who hear the call that you placed on our hearts. I thank you that you allowed me to have coolness in this room as I proclaimed your gospel. I thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to trust you in spite of the things we see with our own eyes. I pray now that this flock and all who might listen at this tape will learn the truth and be set free. We ask these and all other blessings in the most powerful and precious name, the name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Let the church say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Those who want to take communion, if you prepare yourselves, we did get the order in, and we will get them out this week. We did get behind because they're not having power in here. We had to go to my son's house to get some air. But we'll get all the tapes, and we'll get these in the mail. I can't promise you tomorrow because the air conditioning man will be here, and I ain't doing nothing until you get that air rolling. As we all know, the truth is that communion is not something that we're asked to do. It's something that we're commanded to do. Amen?
Amen.
Bible didn't tell us how many times. He says, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. So this morning, out of obedience to his command, and the truth that he alone gives us, prepare your hearts now as we bless the communion supper. Lord God, we ask that you bless this wafer, this bread, and this wine, which symbolize the body and the blood of your son Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross for our sins and the sins of the world. We pray these blessings. We ask that you sanctify it for your purposes, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let us commune together on the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Father, we do thank you. We praise your holy name. We pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. After the supper, our Lord, as you well know, took the cup which symbolized his blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for our sins and the sins of the world. Let us commune together on the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Father, we ask for your mercy and your grace. We ask for your truth and abundance, O Lord. Give us the light and the power, that dunamis power, that we will show others the way from darkness into your marvelous light. I pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, for God walks with you.
Amen.
You are dismissed. Trustee Reeves, do you have an offering, or you want to do it next Sunday?
I can do it now.
That's fine.
Last Sunday, we collected $143, so that's our total for June so far.
Well, praise the Lord. And we did get some offerings in through the mail.
Sister Corbin and Brother Wayne.
Priscilla, Sister Corbin, and Brother Wayne. So, you know, we did get your offerings, and we thank God for all who have saw fit to provide offering. Let us pray. Father God, we do thank you for those who gave, those who did not give, but had the spirit to give. We ask you bless this offering, that it will be up. It would be used for the uplifting of your kingdom. Give us the power to do that, Lord God, and to make good use and be good stewards over what you have provided to us. I pray these and all other blessings in the most powerful name, the name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. And for those who might be visiting and listening, if you want a copy of this sermon, just send an email to Word of God Church at comcast.net, and we will send one out to you. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what time it is. I assume we did fairly good on time. And if we didn't, we give God the glory anyway. God bless you all, and please stay cool.
God bless you. I hope you get your air conditioned tomorrow.
Yes, we will. It's this dehumidifier, it seems to be working, at least in this room here. So we give God the glory. God bless you all. I love you, and Sister Cuff loves you, and the Lord loves you.
We love you, too. God bless everyone.
God bless y'all all. Be at peace. Bye
Bye-bye.
For now.
Bye.